In the isolated Iowa farmhouse where a family was murdered 20 years ago, true crime writer Wiley Lark finds herself trapped by a blizzard. The old Doyle farmhouse creaks with memories of violence, the perfect setting for her latest book project. But when the storm intensifies, cutting off power and communication, Wiley's research becomes dangerously real. During a brief venture outside with her borrowed dog, she discovers a small child nearly frozen in the snow, with no explanation for how they arrived. As she brings the silent, frightened child inside, questions multiply like snowflakes in the storm. Who is this child? Where are their parents? And why does Wiley feel an inexplicable connection to them? The farmhouse that once seemed merely atmospheric now feels threatening, as strange noises and shadows suggest they might not be alone. The isolation that initially seemed perfect for writing now becomes a trap, with the blizzard erasing all paths to safety just as thoroughly as it erases footprints in the snow. 20 years earlier, on a sweltering August night, 12-year-old Josie Doyle and her best friend Becky Allen were catching stars on the trampoline behind the farmhouse. Their innocent game shattered when three shotgun blasts exploded through the darkness. A shadowy figure emerged from the house, weapon in hand. The girls fled toward the cornfield, but when Becky stumbled, Josie made a choice that would haunt her forever. She let go and kept running as the shotgun roared again. By morning, Josie's parents were dead, her brother Ethan missing, and Becky vanished. The community spiraled into fear as investigators pursued multiple suspects: Ethan, who might have pulled the trigger before disappearing, neighbor Randy Cutter, embroiled in land disputes with the Doyles, or Jackson Henley, whose mother had argued with Lynn Doyle days before. As the case grew cold, only Josie, wounded, traumatized, and eventually renamed Wiley, remained to carry the burden of unanswered questions. Between these timelines runs a third narrative, italicized glimpses into the life of a young girl and her mother held captive in a basement. Their world consists of cement walls, limited supplies, and the terrifying footsteps of their captor. "There are different kinds of darkness," the girl observes. "Morning dark is hopeful because Daddy will leave for work soon. After dinner dark is uncertain. Will he be angry tonight? Midnight dark is safest because Mommy and I are alone." Despite their circumstances, the mother creates moments of normalcy, celebrating holidays with paper decorations, sharing chocolate, reading from dog-eared books. When the mother becomes pregnant again, having lost two premature babies previously, their situation grows desperate. Food dwindles and her health deteriorates. They discover their prison door can be picked open with a dismantled pen, revealing a house with modern appliances and windows showing trees. They briefly step outside, feeling sunshine before retreating out of fear. True monsters, the girl realizes, are those who step into the light and still look normal. In the blizzard, Wiley finds not just a child, but also a severely injured woman trapped in barbed wire near a crashed truck. The woman reacts strangely when Wiley mentions the boy. Later, she breaks into the farmhouse with a hatchet, only for the child to shield her, revealing their mother and daughter. "I'm not a boy," the child declares. "I'm a girl." The mother explains she was forced to cut her daughter's hair, showing scabbed wrists from restraints. "If he finds us," she warns, "he will kill us, or worse, take us back home." As they shelter together, Wiley notices something impossible, a horseshoe-shaped scar on the woman's palm, identical to her own, from a childhood blood sister ritual. This triggers a stunning realization. The woman is Becky Allen, believed dead for 20 years. And if this is Becky, then Wiley must be Josie Doyle, the sole survivor of the farmhouse massacre who changed her identity. Two childhood friends, separated by violence, reunited by the very storm threatening to destroy them. When confronted, Becky recognizes her childhood friend. "He told me everyone was dead," she explains. For 20 years, Randy Cutter, obsessed with her since their teens, had held her captive. She'd given birth to a daughter named Josie after the friend she believed dead and created normalcy in their underground prison. Wiley reveals she'd changed her name and channeled her trauma into writing true crime books. Their reunion is cut short when Randy breaks in, having tracked them through the storm, determined to reclaim his family. During the struggle, Wiley gives Becky a knife while keeping a hatchet, sending Becky and young Josie upstairs. The final confrontation happens in the barn where Randy begins strangling Wiley. Just as she's losing consciousness, young Josie appears with Wiley's gun. The shot that rings out echoes those from 20 years ago, but this time breaks a cycle of violence. The girl has killed her father to save her mother's childhood friend, a terrible act of liberation that finally ends their captivity. 15 months after the blizzard, Wiley, now living as Josie Doyle, holds a reading for her memoir in Portland. The crowded bookstore listens as she shares her story, noting she received Becky's blessing before publishing. When Becky appears with her daughter Josie and mother Margot, the event becomes a testament to survival and renewed connections. Over dinner, Wiley invites Becky and young Josie to start fresh in Oregon. Despite her nightmares and hypervigilance, Becky chooses to remain in Burden. Running away won't solve everything. This is my home, despite everything. The conversation turns to the moment that has haunted Wiley for decades, when she let go of Becky's hand during their childhood encounter with Randy. Becky's absolution is both fierce and tender. It wasn't your fault. It was his, only his. They renew their childhood promise, sisters forever, words now carrying the weight of everything they've endured. This story powerfully explores trauma's long shadow while offering hope. Each character carries deep scars. Wiley's anxiety manifests as obsessive security measures and emotional distance. Becky struggles with hypervigilance and fear of open spaces. Young Josie must reconcile that her father was her mother's captor. Yet they all find ways to move forward without denying their past. The novel suggests we cannot change what happened to us, but we can reclaim our stories. When Josie shoots her father to save Wiley, she breaks an intergenerational cycle of violence. When Becky decides to stay in Burden rather than flee, she asserts control over her narrative. And when Wiley embraces her identity as Josie Doyle, she stops running from her past. Their healing isn't about forgetting or forgiving. It's about acknowledging what happened while refusing to let it define their futures. Their journey reminds us that connection can be stronger than violence, truth more powerful than deception, and that even after experiencing the worst of humanity, we can find our way back to light, carrying our scars as proof of what we've survived.